Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
LeBron's about to break a record that will possibly stand forever. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We are in for Greeny today. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Christopher James Canty, good morning.
What's happening, Carlin? It's kind of weird because we're together, but we're not. We're in different places, and I'm not used to it yet.
Now, I am in Bristol. You are in the seaport, and
yes.
I am in Bristol to do today what Jesus put me here to do.
What's that?
Judge people and to eat dip. That is exactly what's going to happen today as I have made the trip north to campus to judge a dip competition. We'll talk about that more later in the show. We will also get into all of the machinations around Patrick Mahomes and why everybody is just jumping way too soon to put him at the top of the list of quarterbacks all time. But right now, we need to just begin in one spot.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
LeBron is now second all-time.
LeBron James' first shot is good.
I've just gotten better with every facet of my game.
Looks the pass, gets it to James. Here's a three for the win! Good! It is good!
It's never been a goal of mine.
36 points tonight, and LeBron will be the all-time NBA scoring leader in his career. Canty, the Oklahoma City Thunder are in L.A. tonight. That game is on ESPN Radio. I don't know if he'll do it tonight. I kind of expect him to maybe get it out of the way. But once LeBron does this, if we're going to start looking at this in historical context and really, more importantly, looking forward, I don't see how anybody in the next 10 to 12 to 20 years is going to break this record. And it's not just about scoring ability. It's about everything that LeBron James is.
Yeah, because LeBron James has been playing basketball in the NBA since he was a teenager, and now he's damn near 40. So to be able to have that type of longevity, Carl, and it goes beyond just the physical attributes and the skill set. It's about the sports character, all of the different things that you have to do in order to take care of your body, to be available, to amass the number of games in order to give yourself a chance to have a shot at this record. Like that's the thing that I don't think people are fully grasping or fully appreciating, the amount of work that it takes just to be available over the course of 20 NBA seasons like LeBron James has without having significant injuries that keep him out for the totality of a year. So I just... Carlin, it's special to see LeBron James on the doorstep of history. I don't know how this record would impact his overall greatness and how that's perceived, but it's another thing that LeBron James can put on his resume to bolster the claim that he is one of the greatest to have ever done it.
Okay, well, it may not bolster the greatness right away. It should. It should. Because tell me who else that you can even point to in the league that would ever have a chance at it. That player probably, I mean, I could argue that player hasn't even been born yet.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, because you look at what LeBron has accomplished in his career, I would certainly point to the fact that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it without the three-point shot, and LeBron has over 2,200 threes in his career to help him get here in less games. But having said that, Chris, if you really want to weigh this historically and you want it to add to LeBron James's greatness, I don't know how we can't start to have more of that conversation for the people that sit back and will always view Michael Jordan in a way that he can never be surpassed. And I lived through Michael Jordan. I saw it. To me, he is right there with the greatest players of all time. Prior to LeBron, he was the greatest player of all time. I think right now it's a dead heat, and it's not just about six championships to four. It's about the fact that LeBron has been there nine times and is now about to hold a record that's going to be unbreakable.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, Carlin. I don't think that anybody views LeBron James's greatness and says that, you know, he needs this record to surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, I think most people thought that LeBron James was one of the two best basketball players to have ever graced the planet. It's him and Michael Jordan in a room and nobody else. I don't think getting this record brings him any closer to Michael Jordan. I don't think this record means he's a better scorer than Michael Jordan was, Carlin. I mean, I get it. He's got the most points. He will have the most points in a couple of games if he doesn't get it tonight. But Carlin, I mean, you look at Michael Jordan's career. Think about this, Carlin. It's hard. It's hard to grasp this, but Michael Jordan had seven seasons where he averaged over 30 points a game. Seven, Carlin. Mm-hmm. Seven seasons where he averaged over 30 points a game. He led the league in scoring nine seasons of his career. Nine. So nine of the 15 seasons he played in the NBA, he led the league in scoring. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just, like, so when we start talking about LeBron James and his overall greatness and the different skill sets that he has and the versatility that puts him in a class with only a select few, Carlin, I don't look at LeBron James and say, oh, because he has this record, he's automatically going to pass Michael Jordan because he scored more points than Michael Jordan means he's a better scorer. I don't view it that way. So, again, I wonder how consequential getting this record actually is for LeBron James in terms of the overall perception of his greatness. Again, LeBron James right now is in a room with Michael Jordan and nobody else. They are the two best players to have ever played in the NBA.
Agreed.
In my opinion, I don't think that's debatable. And so him getting this record and surpassing Kareem, I don't think that does anything in terms of changing that dynamic. And I also don't think it changes the order that you would have Jordan and LeBron James.
But Chris, with 10 finals appearances for LeBron, is there anything in your mind that he could actually do here moving forward that would put him ahead of Jordan? Because I don't think he needed this, but I think it enhances him. I think it should lift him a little bit more than maybe it will. Because I believe you're right. Most people already believed him to be amazing, and this is just another cherry on top of it all, but it's a pretty damn big cherry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I hate to minimize the accomplishment, right? I mean, we're talking about being the all-time scorer in the NBA. Like, I mean, think about it. LeBron James will be number one in points. He's already top five in assists, and he's, I think, top 35 in rebounds. Think about being able to do that. One player throughout the course of his career being able to accomplish all those different feats. Like LeBron James, in terms of overall skill set, I don't know that we've seen somebody to bring to the party all of the different tools that LeBron James has and at the level that we've seen him utilize those tools. Like, that's the thing. He's one of the greatest passers of all time, one of the greatest scorers of all time, one of the best rebounders of all time, one of the best defenders of all time. All of this wrapped into one player. So, I mean, that's what makes him special. That's what makes him great. I mean,
but is there anything he can do right now that would put him over the top for you?
Put him over Michael Jordan? No. Yeah. No, I don't see it happening, Carlin. I just don't see it happening. I don't. And I guess everybody would say, well, look at how productive he is in his age 39 season. He's doing something that we did not see Michael Jordan do. Okay, that's all well and good. That's fair. That's fair. He is a better player in his late 30s than Michael Jordan was with the Wizards. I'm not going to sit here and argue that. But that doesn't mean that he's greater than Michael Jordan. It just doesn't. And LeBron James, quite frankly, has had some advantages that Michael Jordan didn't. Carlin, like, LeBron James is in the era of player empowerment. He has the ability to be able to dictate roster construction in a way that Michael Jordan just couldn't. Well, free agency
Michael
is...
Michael Jordan kind of did.
Yeah, but free... No, Carlin, come on. Carlin, come on now. Free agency is different now than it was back then.
Yes, but the
players have more players have more play power now than they did back then. You can't argue that.
But the Bulls also... For everybody that says the Bulls didn't have super teams, I mean, let's settle down.
Carlin, he played for a general manager that said organizations win championships, not players.
That doesn't mean it was true. No. I mean,
that was the mentality, Carlin, and we couldn't be further away from that than where we are right now in the NBA. I'm not trying to diminish anything that LeBron James has accomplished, which is why I hate having these types of conversations, because it comes off like I'm a hater. And I'm not hating, because it's unbelievable what he's done. Again, the sports character of LeBron James is unquestioned. The discipline, the effort that it takes to be available this long for your team, to be out there to play the number of games that he's played and to have the level of productivity that he's had without falling off and without taking a three-year hiatus like Michael Jordan did, that is incredible. Nobody can take that away from LeBron. Nobody. But do I think he's on the same level as Michael Jordan? No. But I do think it's both of them in a category, in a class by themselves in comparison to the other all-time greats.
One Place to Start was brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. How much would you shell out to go to one of the – you're a Lakers fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much would you pay to go to one of these two games, either tonight or Thursday night against – the Bucks and Giannis, if LeBron is going to break the record there?
You know what's interesting, Carl? And I was thinking about this last night.
Yeah.
And I guess I would pay a pretty penny, but not as much as I would have paid to watch Kobe Bryant's last game.
Okay.
Not as much as I would have paid to watch Kobe drop 60 on the Jazz in his last game. Like, and I was actually in L.A. Mm-hmm. at the time. I was there that night. And I had an opportunity to go to the game, and I didn't, and Kobe dropped 60, and it's just like, ugh. That's one of the biggest regrets of my life, Carl, is that moment. Because I had to get up early the next day. I was like, I don't know. I don't want to go to the game. I could be jet lagged, all these other things. I came up with every reason not to go to Kobe Bryant's last game.
Well,
and he dropped 60.
Here's the number for Vivid Seats, okay? Back when the schedule opened up, October 18th,
mm-hmm.
average ticket price was $474.
Okay.
You want to take a stab at what it is right now?
I'm going to say probably in the ballpark of $3,000.
Not quite, no.
What we got?
$1,600 to get in the building.
Oh, really?
$1,600 to get in the building.
I would have thought it would be on par with like a Super Bowl ticket. Like what a Super Bowl ticket costs.
Yeah.
No, and, it's not that.
And by the way, that's not far from face value for the Super Bowl tickets.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. These Super Bowl tickets are getting out of hand this year.
Oh, my God.
Super Bowl tickets are out of hand this year. Hey. We'll get into that a little bit later, though.
Canty and Carlin, oof. In for Greeny on ESPN Radio.
It's a down payment for a house for a Super Bowl ticket this year.
I know a guy. I got tickets for
you. Got a guy? You got a guy?
No.
Everybody
no, no.
from South Jersey has a guy.
Oh, no. Everybody from Jersey has a guy. Whatever you need. You need somebody in the middle of the night with a bag of lye and a couple of shovels. I got a guy. Listen, we can do whatever we need to do there. But if you need Super Bowl tickets, I got face value Super Bowl tickets for a friend of mine a couple of years ago through a connection that I had. Mm-hmm. When the Eagles went in Minnesota, the face value, and these were not sweet tickets, they were good seats, was $2,700 apiece.
Ooh.
They were not 50-yard line.
Ooh.
They were just lower level in the corner.
Wow.
$2,700.
Wow.
Oof. Woof. Looking to hire talent for your team? Well, ZipRecruiter is the MVP of finding great candidates. Its matching technology hustles to find qualified people for your job. Pile on the talent. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. So excited. Tremendous show we've got today. Sauce Gardner, likely Defensive Rookie of the Year, is going to join us later in the show. But up next, it might get a little spicy with the guest who's going to stop by, because one quarterback was on a Hall of Fame track before his career fell off a cliff. Can he be salvaged? We discuss next. Greeny on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Forget Sean. A lot of pressure on Russ. A lot of pressure on Russ. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum joins us right now. Mike, it's Canty and Carlin. We appreciate the time. Let's get right into it. Let's start before we get to Sean Payton. Well, let's go there. Mike, how much of a difference is Sean Payton going to make for Russell Wilson? How much can he make for Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I think he'll be immeasurable. Sir, with the press conference yesterday, we're not going to have any outside coaches. It's us, players and coaches, and it was, I thought, a great way to start. New coach, new standard, new culture, and I think the intangibles of Sean Payton will pay off significantly for the Denver Broncos.
Mike, we were having a conversation yesterday on Get Up about Mike McCarthy and Sean Payton being very similar in terms of the resumes. I mean, clearly Mike McCarthy hasn't had the impact on Dak Prescott that the Cowboys would have hoped. What gives you confidence that Sean Payton is going to have that impact on Russell Wilson that the new regime out in Denver would hope?
You know, Chris, like to me, it's a little bit more than just Russell Wilson. I think it's going to be how they play, how disciplined they are, not beating themselves, and all the things that they just couldn't get done for whatever reason last year. Obviously, it just didn't work out with Nathaniel Hackett. And I think what we're going to see is a team, like we all know it when we see it in terms of being well-coached, turnovers, penalties, and I think this team will be much more competitive in closer games. They're not going to beat themselves. You know, Sean Payton's won a lot of games for a long time, obviously most notably with Drew Brees, but I think this is going to be a much different Bronco team we see in the fall.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining Canty and Carlin right now. Mike, for Russell Wilson, when you have a quarterback that had the success that he did early in his career, and as Canty has talked about with your relationship with Coach Parcells, the idea of the celebrity quarterback that Russ has kind of become, do you ever see a scenario where someone like that is capable of being kind of broken back down into what makes them successful in the first place?
What's that expression? Fear does the work of reason. And Sean Payton is going to be there a long time. So if I'm Russell Wilson, guys, this one's easy for me. I'm the first one in. I'm the last to leave. I get back to what I know how to do well, which is play from the pocket. If it's not there, then make the off-schedule throws. And look, he's not the same player he once was. We all know that. He looked slow last year, and we know that he's already height deficient. So to me, he has to get back to the basics, got to get back to the fundamentals. And if he does that, I think we'll see a better Russell Wilson. But he has to understand his best chance for career longevity, guys, is through the tutelage of Sean Payton.
Mike, one troubled quarterback to another. We got to go down to Dallas with Dak Prescott. Now, I know the Cowboys are flirting with the idea of giving a contract extension to Dak, but on the coaching staff front, they elevated Brian Schottenheimer to offensive coordinator from offensive assistant. And I know you've had some experience with Schottenheimer when you were with the Jets. Can you talk about what you expect Brian Schottenheimer's impact will be on Dak Prescott and the offense's operation as a whole?
You know, Brian's the son of legendary coach Marty Schottenheimer, who always believed in not turning the ball over, playing fundamentals. And we see a lot of that with, how Brian has evolved as a coach. And his first 2 years with Russell Wilson, ironically, in Seattle, only Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers turned the ball over less than Russell Wilson. I think that's going to be a big emphasis. Dak had 17 interceptions a year ago, guys. 11 of those 17 came when the game was tied or they had the lead. That just can't happen, and I think that's going to be a big point of emphasis for Coach Schottenheimer with Dak.
All right, so where is the line there? Because we know McCarthy is going to call the plays. So how does that play into Schottenheimer's role there versus the head coach who's calling the plays?
Yeah, that gets a little trickier, guys, because Mike McCarthy is the head coach, so he has other responsibilities dealing with all the other things, right? Medical and the press and ownership and, you know, knowing what's going on the other side of the ball, obviously, with defense. So from that standpoint, guys, like, he's still the head coach. He'll call the plays, but Brian's going to have a lot of intimate time with Dak Prescott in terms of working on fundamentals. And he's probably, Coach McCarthy's not going to be in every drill. Most head coaches aren't. So this is a meaningful hire and a chance for Brian to, again, impact Dak, I think, for the positive, emphasizing things like every drive ends in a kick, right? Hopefully it's an extra point, field goal, or a punt. And even though Coach McCarthy's still there and the play caller, he is stretched in much, you know, a lot of other responsibilities.
Talking with ESPN NFL front office insider Mike Tannenbaum on Greeny. And Mike T, Stephen Jones said that they have the utmost confidence in Dak Prescott as their quarterback moving forward, even entertaining the idea of a contract extension. Jerry Jones says that he wishes he draft a quarterback every single year. So where do you come down in terms of what the Cowboys should do with Dak Prescott's contract this offseason?
Well, I think you can do both. I think you can extend him and, you know, keep looking for another young quarterback in the draft. I think that's just good, healthy, you know, roster management. So Dak just won a road playoff game. That's hard to do in our league. He did not play well against the 49ers, but the game was 6-6 with about a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. So I believe in Dak Prescott. I think you can win a lot with him, Chris. And again, just because if you sign him, that doesn't mean you can't look for others as well.
All right, so Mike, would an extension at this point basically be bookkeeping more than anything else? Because it looks like they could get rid of him after next year, and he is still very much in a proven part of his career.
Yeah, again, I think that market's only going to go up, even for somebody like Dak. So there's so many guys that will, again, just, you know, Joe Burrow, and I'm not saying he's as good as Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert or certainly Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that at all. But when those guys go $55, $60 million a year, which is where Aaron Rodgers is, and again, I'm not saying he's there, it's going to lift up the whole market. So, you know, Chris, if the market now is $40, $42 million on a Dak Prescott extension, that number is going to get higher if we're having this conversation at the end of the season, guys, just because there's so many other guys that are, you know, signing extensions, and again, that's going to impact the whole market.
Mike T, a guy that a lot of Jets fans are keeping an eye on is Aaron Rodgers, of course. They want the Jets to go all in on him. They hired his former offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. I'm just curious, if you're the Green Bay Packers, how do you manage the uncertainty around Aaron Rodgers and what he wants to do with his football future this offseason?
Create a deadline. You got to give him a deadline. You know, we need to know 7 days before the start of the league year, which is about March 7th. Are you in or you're out? Do you want to be here or do you want to be traded? And we got to comport ourselves and put the best team out on the field that we can. And if you're $60 million is here, that's obviously going to impact us one way versus if your $60 million isn't here. So Jordan Love played better last year. If I'm them, I'd be encouraged by him. And I'd love to have Aaron Rodgers back, but we're not going to go through this whole song and dance, you know, from the spring into the summer.
Mike, appreciate the time. Great stuff as usual. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, joining Canty and Carlin. And for Greeny on ESPN Radio, for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Before we get to Sean Payton, Canty, you cannot pay. I know the idea of the extension. I can't do anything here with Dak beyond what I've already done before he proves more. I can't do it. And the reason cannot be where salaries are headed when we're talking about the top of the top of the top, because that's not Dak. Let's be realistic about it. If Dak was a free agent right now, Or if he was in the position right now that he was a couple of years ago,
yep,
he should be talking about Daniel Jones-type money and not the money of those guys. To me, that should be like $35 to $37 million, because we could talk about whatever numbers you want. The guy turned the ball over in an alarming clip this year.
Yep.
And they haven't won a damn thing with him. And I know it was a road playoff game. It was a bad football team they beat.
Well, here's the thing, Carlin. I get what you're saying, but I would counter that with a question. Does Dak Prescott need more or less help, in your opinion, in order to compete at a higher level in the sport?
Dak Prescott needs a little more help.
He needs a little more help.
But they paid him to be somebody that was a force multiplier, and he's not.
Yeah, but Carlin, here's the other reason why you paid him, to get competent quarterback play. Now, I get that you didn't necessarily see that at all times this year, but Dak Prescott is a good quarterback. He's a top half of the league quarterback, right? He's one of the top 16 quarterbacks in the world. Can we agree on that?
We're not setting the bar terribly high.
Well, I understand you're not setting the bar terribly high, but you got to at least have that guy to get a ticket to the dance, don't you?
I guess.
All right. So, I mean, if you're the Dallas Cowboys and you realize that he might not be the force multiplier that we were hoping he could be when we gave him the contract, we have to address the reality of the situation, which is he needs more help, not less. You tried that. You got rid of Amari Cooper. You traded away for a YMCA membership and a gift certificate to a theme park. And ultimately, you saw an all-pro in CeeDee Lamb, and you had a 1,000-yard rusher in Tony Pollard, and that was good enough to get you one playoff win against a team with a losing record. It's not enough. And so to put more around Dak Prescott, you're going to have to free up some cap space. Think about this, Carlin. Dak Prescott's cap hit jumps from $19.7 million, which is what it was in 2022, to $49 million in 2023. How the hell are you going to get him more help if his cap hit is $49 million?
If it means that I have to kick the can down the road and I'm going to be tied to him longer, I can't do it.
Well, Carl,
I have to figure out other ways. I mean, there are other places where I can work it out from a cap perspective, plus the fact that the cap is going up to $225 million.
Yeah, Carlin, but his cap hit in 2024 is $52 million. So it just keeps going up. My point is this. Go ahead and give him an extension, lower the cap hit, and if he continues to be mediocre, then you'll have an opportunity to trade him away, similar to what the Philadelphia Eagles did with Carson Wentz once upon a time. So there'll be that opportunity, man. I don't look at this as a situation where the Cowboys play out the string just because it's going to be cost prohibitive in terms of them being able to surround him with the requisite talent in order to compete for a championship, man. You got a lot of big contracts on that team that you're going to have to dole out. You're going to have to deal with CeeDee Lamb's contract this offseason, Carlin. You're going to have to deal with Trevon Diggs' contract this offseason. Next year, you'll have to deal with Zach Martin. You'll have to deal with Micah Parsons. Those are big money deals, Carlin. In order to keep all of those guys around, you're going to have to manage Dak Prescott's cap hit, and the only way to do that is to throw more money at it. I get it. It's an uncomfortable place to be, but that's the reality of the business of the NFL.
Boy, uncomfortable and reality in that same sentence. I mean, those are some harsh things you're facing if you're the Cowboys.
Where's the lie? Show me the lie,
I didn't
Carlin.
Say you were lying. I didn't say that. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Tune in to NBA action tonight as LeBron and the Lakers host the Thunder, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations as LeBron is 36 points away from being the all-time scoring champion. Canty, I want to spend a couple of minutes here on Sean Payton. And this was Payton yesterday when he was asked about Russell Wilson and having his own personal coaches in the building.
Coach, Russell Wilson had a personal coach, Jake Heaps, in the building with access who wasn't on the staff.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that.
How do you feel about players having their own people off the staff in the building access to players?
Yeah, that's foreign to me. That's not going to take place here. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with it. But our staff will be here, our players will be here, and that'll be it.
Walking the door, kicking some butts right away, and I love it. And you know what? Russ better take the butt kicking. That's all there is to it. I can't believe I'm going to make this correlation. You know what this is? This is Rocky III. He's become a celebrity, and he gets his tail kicked by Clubber Lang, and this past year was the Clubber Lang season. And he needs to break it down and get back to basics. And right now, Sean Payton's Apollo Creed walking in the door.
Yeah, Carlin, you do realize that was a movie, though, right? And it only works out because that's Hollywood magic. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case in terms of the outcome here. As a matter of fact, before the show, you and I were both trying to come up with examples of a quarterback that had the kind of career arc that Russ did that fell off a cliff and then all of a sudden had a late career resurgence. I mean, the only ones that we came up with were Kurt Warner and Randall Cunningham, and neither one of those guys fall into the category of celebrity quarterback. So I don't know that I have the confidence that this thing is going to work out in terms of Sean Payton being able to salvage Russ, but I will say that this is Russell Wilson's best chance at being able to live up to the contract extension that he did receive when he got traded to the Denver Broncos.
I think he's salvageable, but okay. You have to own this. You have to own this.
All right.
I get it, but has there been a coach like he early in his career? Pete Carroll was a very strong personality.
Okay.
And somebody that had a very positive influence on him. But then, and I'm not blaming Pete here, Russ got out in front of his skis for the next few years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Carlin. The fact that it played out the way it did in Seattle, and we saw Pete Carroll be able to do what he did with Geno Smith this year and get to the postseason, the fact that you had a lot of former Seahawks chirping about the kind of teammate Russ was and not in a good way, and then you hear some of the stories by Rob Ninkovich and others about how he conducted himself in other environments like the Pro Bowl and all those types of things, it doesn't necessarily paint the best picture in terms of Russ being able to ingratiate himself as one of the guys in that locker room, being a leader of men. And that's the thing that I worry about, because the quarterback position is a leadership position by nature. It's not just the productivity from the player, but it's all the other intangibles that are associated with it. That's why you pay a guy $250 million. It ain't just because he can throw a football really far. It's because of his overall impact on the culture and the program building. And right now, I got serious doubts about Russell Wilson's ability to positively impact what Sean Payton wants to create with the Denver Broncos.
Well, here's the truth of it. He doesn't have any friends in the building. He doesn't have any friends in the building anymore. And
yeah,
what I mean by
yeah,
that
he
is
can't
like,
have Alex Guerrero like Tom Brady did.
Yeah,
like,
it's not even just that. He can't now walk into the owner's office and say, I don't like what's going on here. Tough. That's what's happening. This is our guy. He's got more leverage than you, and that does not happen very often.
Yeah, think about this, Carlin. We had to pay out Nathaniel Hackett in his contract, and we had to pay Sean Payton $18 million a year. That's how bad it was with you in the first year.
And when you have new owners coming in, so many times they're going to look at that like they're new to the business. Wait a second. You're not producing, and you're not happy? Get producing. We just did this to fix you. We just paid you. We've done everything you wanted. Get your ass in gear. And for Russell Wilson, that's what this is all about. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. One thing I have learned, people love lists. Chris Canty has a list. It's a green list regarding the Super Bowl. It is on the way in just moments. Football season is winding down. Basketball and hockey are heating up. And nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. Visit VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Greeny, the podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The man's got a list. We get to it in just moments. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs. From quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options, Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
Green list.
It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, and Canty's got a green list.
Number five.
Yeah. What do we got?
Yeah, so we
got
to kick it off with the Shaker Heights only Kelce brothers. We got to bring it off with them. I mean, Carlin, you're talking about the best tight end in all of football and the best center in all of football. Both of these guys are going to be wearing gold jackets, and you wouldn't have thought that when you saw the picture of them as players at the University of Cincinnati once upon a time. Definitely didn't look like Hall of Fame material, but alas, we are here. The first brothers to ever compete in a Super Bowl against each other.
So those are the number five storyline in Super Bowl 57. Here's number four.
Number four.
The number one pass defense versus the number one pass offense, Carlin. That would be the passing attack of the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Pat Mahomes, going up against the pass defense of the Philadelphia Eagles, led by Fletcher Cox and Darius Slay and company. Carlin, the last time we saw this matchup in a Super Bowl, 2013, the Peyton Manning-led Denver Broncos going up against the Legion of Boom and the Seattle Seahawks. Didn't work out for the guys from Denver in that case, and I would anticipate much the same in this matchup. Keeping it moving.
Number three.
All right, the quarterback matchup. Carlin, this is the first Super Bowl that we've had two starting quarterbacks that are black. And I think it's reflective of this era of football, Carlin, the fact that organizations and owners are becoming more comfortable with black quarterbacks being the marquees of their franchise and being faces of the league. Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, the character of these players to go along with the productivity is unmatched. And the NFL is in good hands with these two guys being at the forefront in terms of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Number two.
Andy Reid against his old team, the Philadelphia Eagles. He spent over a decade in that organization, led them to five conference championships and a Super Bowl, over 100 wins with the Philadelphia Eagles. Andy Reid, the only coach in NFL history with 100 wins with two separate franchises. So to be able to have this matchup in the Super Bowl, the biggest stage the game has to offer against a team that ousted him in the early 2010s, it's pretty, pretty special. And then, Carlin, the coup de grace, the fact that when Andy Reid took the Kansas City Chiefs job, he told Nick Sirianni that he had no use for him, moved on from Nick Sirianni, hired his own staff members, his own wide receivers coach. I think that adds a little extra spiciness to this game.
Number one.
Jalen Hurts and the style of play in the Super Bowl, Carlin. And I know we just talked about the starting black quarterbacks, but Jalen Hurts specifically, his style of play, being the only quarterback in NFL history to have back-to-back seasons with double-digit rush touchdowns. Carlin, the significance of this is we haven't seen a quarterback in NFL history win a Super Bowl with double-digit rushing touchdowns in a season. Cam Newton came close in 2015. He had 10 rushing touchdowns in MVP season, but of course they lost to the Denver Broncos. So it'll be interesting to see if Jalen Hurts finishes the drill. Will this be the trend in the NFL? Finding quarterbacks that can be the focal point of a run game as the cornerstone to build your team around.
Yeah, listen, I love the Jalen Hurts story. I think it's phenomenal. The one thing I would say is the Nick Sirianni, I don't have any use for you, get out the door. I think that's a little overplayed. I think
you can say it's overplayed, but the guy had a job on Todd Haley's staff with the Kansas City Chiefs. And Andy Reid, the incoming coach, said, I don't want you on my staff.
Yeah, I understand that.
How is that overplayed?
Because even if that hadn't happened, we'd be sitting here. So what? He's got a chip on his shoulder? Every coach has a chip on their shoulder.
Well, nobody wants to be fired, though, Carlin. Fired.
I understand that. And as somebody who has been fired, it sucks. And I want to prove everybody wrong.
Yeah, I've been fired, too. I know how it feels. I've been fired in the NFL. It sucks. You get walked into an office, and they say, we have no more use for you. We're moving on. We appreciate what you've done, but we're going in a different direction. That's essentially what Andy Reid told Nick Sirianni, and now Nick Sirianni has a chance to stick it to Andy Reid as the head coach of Andy Reid's former team. I don't know how you can miss the irony of that.
I get that there's irony in it, but it doesn't matter to me. He wants to win the Super Bowl.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.